head wheeled back toward the DeSoto, raising one hand to shield his eyes from the glare. More light swept the street. This time it was a Cadillac coming up from the warehouse district, a snot-green Cadillac that looked at least a mile long, a Cadillac with fins like grins and sides that moved like the lobes of a lung. It thumped up over the curb just behind Bobby, stopping less than a foot from his back. Bobby heard a low, panting sound. The Cadillac's motor, he realized, was breathing. Doors were opening in all three cars. Men were getting out, or things that looked like men at first glance. Bobby counted six, counted eight, stopped counting. Each of them wore a long, mustard-colored coat, the kind that was called a duster. And on the right front lapel of each was the staring crimson eye Bobby remembered from his dream. He supposed the red eyes were badges. The creatures wearing them were... what? Cops? No, a posse like in a movie that was a little closer. Vigilantes? Closer still, but still not right. They were... they're regulators. Like in that movie me and S.J. saw at the Empire last year, the one with John Payne and Karen Steele. That was it. Oh, yes. The regulators in the movie had turned out to be just a bunch of bad guys. But at first you thought they were ghosts or monsters or something. Bobby thought that these regulators really were monsters. One of them grasped Bobby under the arm. Bobby cried out. The contact was quite the most horrible thing he had ever experienced in his life. It made being thrown against the wall by his mother seem like very small change indeed. The low man's touch was like being grasped by a hot water bottle that had grown fingers, only the feel of them kept shifting. It would feel like fingers in his arm, but then like claws. Fingers, claws, fingers. That unspeakable touch buzzed into his flesh, reaching both up and down. It's Jack's stick, he thought crazily, the one sharpened at both ends. Bobby was pulled toward Ted, who was surrounded by the others. He stumbled along on legs that were too weak to walk. Had he thought he would be able to warn Ted? That they would run away together down Narragansett Avenue, perhaps even skipping a little the way Carol used to? That was quite funny, wasn't it?